Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 1-855-JUMPSTART and get a jump on a happy, healthier you. So, Vinny, I consider you to be a naked lady aficionado.
I do like to look at naked ladies.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of the female form.
Have you ever gone to a movie just because you heard somebody that you like is nude in it, or do you just try to find that on like Celebrity Skin? Or
I can't say that I have ever done that. I do remember as a young man, and I would take my dad's Playboys, sneak them off into my bedroom, and a big part of those magazines was the year, I think it was like a year in cinema or something, mm-hmm. or nudity. Anyway, they would put stills of the naked ladies from movies in the magazine. And so people you wouldn't normally see naked. I remember one very vividly of Victoria Principal.
Oh,
is that her name?
I love her.
Right.
She a Dallas chick?
Yes, Pam. Oh.
I don't know
Pam
what
Ewing.
She was naked in, but though I can see the picture. Anyway, I'm a fan, but I've never done that.
What a strange thing that must be to agree to do a nude scene in a movie and think that's where it's going to be and that's
as far
it.
As it
not,
goes.
It's not like I posed for Playboy, Dad. It was art. I did it as part of the role. And then it's there you are in Playboy. Stills. Unflattering shot of your boob.
Trust me when I tell you there wasn't anything unflattering about any
well,
of the stuff I was looking at.
Victoria Principal one. You love her, huh?
Well, you don't?
I never really had feelings about Victoria Principal.
I think I ended up like, I loved her so much, she had some kind of hairstyle and I got my hair cut like hers.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, you didn't know she was a big thing, huh?
You know, I never watched Dallas or Dynasty or Knots Landing or any of the evening. Were they like soap operas, right? But once a week.
Like on Friday nights, Dallas was on. I think after maybe Dukes of Hazzard or something. Yeah. Something
I mean,
like
I remember
that.
Hearing about Who Shot JR, but that's as far as it went. I don't know if I was just, I don't know. I guess maybe I was doing other stuff. I don't know why, because it does seem like people my age were into those. Oh, have you found the shot you're talking about?
Well, I haven't found the shot, but there she is. That I don't think that one's real. But that's her.
Why don't you think that one's real? Because all her other stuff
is
showing?
Yeah, I don't think that.
Okay,
so
there's her. She's got big areolas.
I love that.
Good she's 67 now.
You know, good for her. I guess it's good
she
when you have your day.
She has an empire with her skincare
line. Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? She had a bunch of work done? Is she one of those?
You know what? I'm looking at a picture right now. Unfortunately, that does look like it. I think her husband's either a dermatologist or plastic surgeon, something like that. But I remember I did buy her products at one time.
You did?
Yeah. That, you know, you love someone, you're like, oh, sure, I'll try that.
Well, you were a bigger fan than I was, and I had spent some very important formative
quality
years
time.
Thinking about her, for sure.
How were the products?
They were good. They were kind of expensive at the time. What does she wear? She's worth $200 million.
Oh, well, good for her. I guess she did all the right things. Mm-hmm. $200 million is a good number to be worth.
Her and my other favorite is Jaclyn Smith.
Oh my God!
Yeah, me too.
I love Jaclyn Smith so much,
and she's worth a couple $100 million as well.
She
of
is.
Her, yeah, because of her clothing line, and I think she does like houseware type stuff also.
Boy, that's the thing. You
I think she also, I think I was seeing something a couple months ago on CBS This Morning, maybe some kind of alcohol line, possibly.
Well, that's the move. Get into, goods.
You asked the question, to be totally honest with you, to go see a movie where some nudity is going to flash across the screen and right. be gone.
You're saying no.
I wouldn't do that. No, that's not for me.
This we're in December, so it's officially the list month where everybody puts out their top this, bottom that, favorite this, highest grossing that. Mr. Skin does this every year.
Oh, okay.
It's always interesting. I guess MrSkin.com is a celebrity nakedness website where they do like a roundup. So they have a lot of the stills from movies and stuff, Vinny. So Mr. Skin did the list of the 10 best nude scenes of the year. And frankly, I feel like I haven't seen any of these. I know a few, like they're saying Amy Schumer at number 10 is Amy Schumer and her right boob in the comedy Snatched, which was panned, right?
Like nobody. Horrible.
Yeah. Oh, you saw that.
Yeah, that's with Goldie Hawn.
How's the scene with her boob?
Forgettable. I can't even remember it.
Oh, really?
That's the one with Goldie Hawn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Terrible. F.
Isn't it weird how she did the one movie, the one with LeBron James, and caught fire?
Trainwreck. That was, it was a very funny, dumb little movie.
Well,
very much liked that.
It got her a couple other roles, and I think that's over, though. I think Snatch ended her.
One movie in, the next movie out.
I think it's over.
It wasn't good. Well, I didn't see it, but, you know, I'm actually pretty motivated to see stuff that Amy Schumer's in. I think that she's really funny, and that I just went,
no.
No, I'm not going to. Kristen Stewart took it all off in a movie called Personal Shopper.
Oh, yeah. There's a.
So you're not showing us all this stuff.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you know what? You just hit me in the head with an anvil. Like, of course, that's what I should have had Hooman doing all morning. finding the stills from this. I don't know if you want to go down the rabbit hole. It's Mr. Skin.
No, it's okay. I just thought you're not passing the papers
no,
over.
No, I'm
I don't
so
see...
sorry, Vinny. I don't know what I wasn't thinking.
Well, I'm with everyone else driving down the road then.
All right. You just have to imagine Kristen Stewart in a movie called Personal Shopper. They're saying, I don't know who Natalie Emanuel is.
There's Kristen Stewart naked in Mr. Skin.
All right.
From that show.
There's I find her attractive, although
she's wavy.
She does things. When you see photos of her out on the street, you go, I don't know if you're trying to be in hiding or.
Right.
But you've clearly tried to.
Yeah.
Not be attractive.
I've loved some roles that she's played, but I see her in interviews and she turns me off.
Oh, really?
She's just not, she doesn't seem happy to be
angry
there.
Artist?
She's a little bit like, I don't know, like
yeah, she doesn't
too
be
old
there.
For teen angst kind of stuff. Right. She doesn't seem to want to be there.
Natalie Emanuel, that's the girl on Game of Thrones?
Yeah, this is from Game of Thrones, but I'm not sure what nude scene they're talking about. There's so many. In Game of Thrones. Who is Natalie Emanuel? Oh, I'll bet you.
Miss Andre.
Miss, yeah.
Yeah.
The girl who's with Grey Worm.
Yes.
Remember she takes the whole scene where he.
Yeah, there she is.
He does the, you remember.
Aye.
He doesn't have, he's been cut.
I'm a fan of hers.
Yes.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Miss Andre.
That's the scene.
That is
where
the
they
scene.
Show a very.
Graphic.
It's not as it's not graphic to be porn, but it's shocking on a television show to see where he goes and the view they show.
Right, they certainly show what your view would be.
Yeah. I don't know if that's real. That looks a little photoshopped to me, but if you want to see.
As an expert, I would say that's not her.
That's not her? Mm. Oh. Okay. Well,
she just stuck her head on somebody else's
you
body.
You want to see Amy Schumer's right boob?
Sure.
Oh, well.
I want to be 3 for 3. I mean,
yeah, let's do it.
All right, hold on. Let me permanently move these picture things to the side so I can see all this stuff. Keri Russell in this FX series, The Americans. Have you watched that?
I haven't finished it. I really like it, though.
Can you see anything there?
Hold on. Where is it?
Well, you can see her belly.
Well, that's not the movie shot, though. Find the movie shot of her.
I'm looking.
It's on MrSkin.com.
If you're looking for a new show, The Americans is super interesting. So it's this couple. They're Russian spies in the 80s. And if you grew up in the 80s, you know Russia was our nemesis. And that was everywhere. It was in movies. It was. So it was a big part of my growing up was that the USSR was our enemy. And so it's the 80s. And they are undercover, living as Americans.
And they're even having children. They're not really married, but they're
well, I don't want to give too much away because I have jumped off for no reason other than I just don't have time to watch shows. But basically, they're put together in Russia, having never met. You're married. You're moving to America, and you will have kids, and you will
live a normal American life.
And so they're doing this to people who've never met undercover. And they start to become friends. They start to become a couple.
Right.
How do you not?
There
That's
you
how
are
you're
pretending
living.
To be one.
Right.
Right.
And so in time, you see the struggle between what they're being told to do, the friends they have, and the life they're living in America.
Because
which
the children they have
are Americans. They do not
they
know.
They don't know that the parents are spies.
Right.
That's great.
So there's neat.
So they can get naked on FX?
I don't remember there being any nudity, but
they're
but,
saying she's in the seventh best nude scene of the year, Vinny. Kerry Russell on The Americans.
I found the picture of her fully naked. It's a little dark, but if you want to see it, there it is.
Yep, it's a little dark. Yeah. No, but there she is.
She's great. She's really good in the show.
No, I'm agreeing with you, Hooman.
And that's that's Felicity, right?
That is Felicity. Uh-huh. That's her. I knew it. I used to love Felicity. And then she got her haircut.
You did. I remember.
She got her haircut and we jumped right off.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that is the worst thing
well,
that's happened to that
maybe
show.
Maybe she did the right thing. She saw the writing on the wall. I've become a hairdo.
Mm.
I'm that lady. I'm known for my
like
hairdo.
Jennifer Aniston's
right,
the Rachel,
right.
The Rachel. The sixth best nude scene of the year is Charlize Theron and Sofia Boutella in the movie Atomic Blonde. Did you see that?
Yeah, that's the one where Charlize Theron has a lesbian scene, and when we started describing it to you because she's like this Jason Bourne, you're like, oh my god, a lesbian scene. Well, we know who this movie's for. Remember, I reviewed it with Scott Budman.
Boy, that doesn't sound like me at all.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Oh yeah, that's right. Scott Budman did a movie review.
Yeah, she's super hot. So her and Charlize go at it pretty hard.
All right. Jessica Biel has the fifth best nude scene in the USA Network series The Sinner, which I want to say I watched one episode of. Did you?
The missus watched the whole thing.
I think that's why I watched.
Loved
it.
Loved it so much. Was like. Begging me to rewatch it with me. I'll watch it and you watch it too.
Did she say anything about the nude scene? Maybe she could have tempted you.
She didn't, and it's just I don't have time. It's supposedly excellent though.
Alison Brie in the Netflix series Glow.
Is that Jessica Biel?
Yeah.
Fully naked.
Yeah.
That's not her, is
playing,
it?
Playing some kind of game on the beach.
Something tells me that's not her.
You're an expert at this kind of stuff.
I know, but I don't know. I don't have anything to reference it against.
Boy, no one has any hair down there anymore.
Who was the next one?
Alison Brie.
Alison Brie from the show Glow on Netflix.
You don't like that?
I don't know. It's like, wow, you're so...
Hooman,
more fully nude than ever.
Is Alison Brie naked in The Disaster Artist?
Oh my God.
Or
does she play
topless?
Lisa?
I don't know. I'm looking at a headline that says Alison Brie in the Disaster Artist. Oh, hi, boobs.
Well, there is a naked sex scene in the movie The Room, so it would make sense for her to be reenacting that because it is a crucial scene. Mm-hmm. There's some like butt crunching.
Yeah,
and
she is. I, you know, that scene. It's interesting because James Franco is walking around with a sock on his. That rhymes with sock. And you really don't notice anything else because there's such a close-up of his
good one, Hooman.
Of his butt. And you're just like, the whole screen is him screaming at everyone, good, you know, get my butt, get my butt, get my close-up, get me. And so you really, like, as you're watching the scene, everything else kind of just, you're so like, wow, there's James just walking around buck naked, screaming at everyone on the set, trying to get this shot of his butt.
But he's not James, he's the other guy.
Right, he's Tommy Wiseau.
This is him in the movie.
Yeah, okay. This is him playing this character, but right. Yeah.
Well, she's, whoever that is, excellent.
That's awesome.
Alison Brie.
Very pretty lady.
Natalie Krill in a Canadian film called Below Her Mouth. What does that mean?
Her chin?
Or something else.
Her neck?
Boobs? I don't know. That's she's number three. Lily James in a World War II drama called The Exception. And number one, a show that's been canceled.
What is that from? She is doing the best spigot trick. Right there in the bathtub.
Oh boy, she's doing it the hard way. I mean, she's suspending. I mean, I guess
you don't do it that way.
You lay down at the bottom
in the tub.
Yeah, she's like.
This is the advance.
I hope she gets there before her legs fall asleep because that's going to hurt.
That doesn't look comfortable at all.
Who was after Natalie Krill?
Lily James.
In what movie?
In World War II drama, The Exception.
Oh.
She was number two. And then number one is a show that's already been canceled. It's an Amazon series called Z, The Beginning of Everything.
Oh, boy.
Which I think is, isn't that like, about F. Scott Fitzgerald's wife or something? Like, was her name Zelda?
I never even heard of it.
I'm pretty sure I've seen promos for this.
What's it called?
It's called Z, The Beginning of Everything.
And it's canceled.
It's already been canceled, but the number one nude scene of the year is from, according to Mr. Skin, is from that series, and it's one of my favorite actresses, Christina Ricci. She did a big nudie scene and won the year. So I guess we're pulling that up. Speaking of shows,
she's one of your favorites?
I love her. I don't know what it is.
Well, you look like her.
I look like Christina Ricci?
Yeah.
Thank you. That's a compliment.
Yeah, she looks great.
Is that her? Is that her?
Yeah, that's her.
Okay. Your alarm didn't go off.
No, that's her.
That one's not Photoshop. Woman.
Well, usually when it's a big celebrity showing...
all the stuff
that you can, there's a, and then you just look at the neck, and what? Usually there's like
that's where it's sewn on
right there that the head and body are not.
What's the wig called for the down below area?
Merkin.
So I think she's wearing a merkin here. If you want
to
see the merkin,
I like it.
I don't want to see it. It's okay. Thank
you. Why not?
I don't know, but it is like merkins or pubes just do seem like an extra layer of underwear or something. Like when I see a naked lady playing sports on the beach with just zipped clean, I'm always like, oh, put some hair on, lady.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Because I'm just not used to seeing that. Anywho, so anyway, Christina Ricci's show was canceled, and so is this show. However...
Year in nudity, though.
That was it. Those were the top. That Mr. Skins listed the best nude scenes of the year.
All right.
Didn't expect it to take us this long, but listen, Netflix is moving forward with its previously planned sixth and final episode of House and Cards, but obviously it's happening.
Season, you mean?
Yes, sixth and final, season of House of Cards, and it is happening without Kevin Spacey. 8 episodes. The season will focus on Robin Wright, who plays the wife of Kevin's old character. Claire is the former first lady. Spoiler alert, you guys. Spoiler alert. In case you haven't seen all the seasons of this, because I haven't, and I did not realize that she actually, spoiler alert, became president in season 5.
So, she did?
Yes, apparently so. Former first lady who became president in season 5. Hmm.
Because if you're watching, you haven't seen any of this?
Seen a few episodes in the first season.
If you're watching, it's these two, they're married or whatever, but they're clearly just power hungry, do whatever it takes to get there. It seems like they have understandings about what it takes to get there and the things that each of them has to do and that it's okay. It's hard for me to understand couples that are able to separate.
That seems more like a business arrangement.
Right. So
than a loving marriage.
I fell off it, and I didn't know which one of them was willing to push the other one forward, is my point about her.
Netflix is saying, look, we want to finish the show. There's 300-something people at work on this show. They were already committed, and they need to work. They need to feed their families. And they wanted to bring closure to fans. There is no word on how they plan to write Kevin out of the show, but in the book that inspired the show, his character actually does die. So maybe they'll just turn to the book and see what happened there. It's happening, House of Cards. If you were dying to see what happened, it's happening, but without Kevin Spacey. He's, by the way, facing another allegation. Gabriel Byrne says production on The Usual Suspects was actually shut down in 1994 because of Kevin's inappropriate sexual behavior. He didn't have any other details, or at least not yet, but I mean, that movie did come out.
And was big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Anyway, there's that. And I'm out of time. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Christmas party news and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 6:37. And this part of the show is sponsored by Sovereign Health at 7:05, 12:05, and at 4:05 each day. We have a special contest going on. This is basically, we're going to take care of your New Year's Eve plans. You're going to have the best New Year's Eve plans out of anyone that you know. We have a round trip airfare and four nights at the Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas. Tickets to see the Foo Fighters, Duran Duran, and Zac Brown Band at the Chelsea. Listen for the special code. We'll give you the number to text it to. It's not our regular text number. It's a special contest line. This is a nationwide intercom contest. Mm-hmm. And one lucky person each time is going to win one of these flyaways. It is an amazing prize, and we'd love it if you won it.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by OaklandSpotlight.com, a new feature from Visit Oakland, highlighting a new neighborhood each month.
Oh, what's this month's
for December, check out Lower Hills.
Oh, I will. Thank you for telling me.
Have you been?
I mean, I assume that I have. I've been to the Oakland Hills. But so I figure I had to drive up somewhere to get to them. I'm guessing I went through the Lower Hills.
Lower Hills.
All right, Vinny.
I met someone.
I'll pay better attention next
at
time.
A Christmas party on Saturday night. From Oakland. Oh. And I was like, oh, the city, huh? Mm. And they were like, yeah, we love it. Mm. And we took Bart here. And we're going to get ripped.
And we're going to take Bart home.
We're going to be fine. Have to think about it. We're all good. And that's great. And then they gave me the, where are you? And I told them, and they gave the usual,
why would you live there? It's on the moon.
I love telling people that. They're always like, he does that every day? I'm like, yeah, can you believe that?
Yeah, but you know what I did yesterday when I was at home, off of work, done for the day? I went surfing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's some sacrifice there. Plus,
you love it there,
well,
clearly.
Well, look, if I was 20 and my career was just starting, it wouldn't be an option. But, you know, I'm at the...
You got a family now.
I'm on the back nine, Sarah. So I, you know, listen, where am I going to invest my money long term is the question.
Right.
That was really what it was about. Anyway, I did want to talk to you about Christmas parties. That's one of the stories I've got for Lower Hills. Check out the Lower Hills of Oakland. They're spectacular this time of year. The number of companies serving booze at their Christmas parties has plummeted this year.
Oh, well, they don't want any, you know, sexual misconduct.
Not at the
issues.
Salesforce party. That party was stacked.
Flowing.
And it was free. Mm. And they didn't even have tip jars out for people to...
Oh, yeah, that's... I see that a lot at some parties that I go to. They won't accept tips, and they'll get in trouble if they take tips.
They're taken care of ahead of time.
What was the venue?
It was...
A warehouse near the ballpark?
I want to say it's Pier 48.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, but there's an empty building there that must be... what's that property worth? It has a view of the city where I stood, like, looking out the window at the city skyline going, man, what must this spot be worth? I guess it's just rentable.
Right.
Because it's empty. They decorated it nicely enough, but it was sort of set up. I mean, I
How
feel like...
How many people do you think were at that party?
I couldn't even guess.
5,000?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, the line was three blocks long when we pulled up.
Just to, like, and I was check credentials.
And get this. That was just one department.
Oh.
That wasn't all of Salesforce.
Oh. Right.
That was just one department of Salesforce.
It looks like they call it Giants Enterprises. With approximately 80,000 square feet of event space.
Well, one end was Foreverland.
Did I get that right?
Yes.
Foreverland was playing the band, the Michael Jackson cover band, when they're just spectacular. And then dance parties scattered all the way throughout the place. Different stuff going on. Fun. Anyway.
Plenty of liquor at that party, you're
plenty
saying.
Plenty there for everyone to enjoy. But they did also have that end at, what was that? I want to say 10 o'clock.
Oh.
Maybe
Salesforce
it was 11.
Has 25,000 employees.
Is that he?
Is that
locally?
Worldwide?
Yeah, it's worldwide.
Oh. Okay, yeah. That
I
was,
totally would have thought it had been more.
Yeah, that
worldwide.
Seems low.
Yeah.
Right.
I thought just here.
Well, it continues to be the thing no one uses. And when I say that, people go, everybody uses it. No, I don't use it. Sarah doesn't use it. Normal people have no idea what this thing is or what it
well,
does.
It's for some specific set of people that I've never met.
It's a business tool.
I'm sure people are texting us right now, but I don't know what's happening. We are getting no text today. Yeah. Did you figure that out or no?
No.
Did you get the text I sent?
I did not. I had a human send me a text. I just emailed the company, though.
I know. It's a bummer. We love the text.
I know.
Are we just locked out, or whatever.
We'll wait.
They say here in the story, for the first time ever, people are taking sexual harassment seriously as they should, and that includes your Christmas party, and should they be hopping all the employees up with booze? Probably not. It's probably not the best thing to be doing in today's atmosphere. I didn't even get to the article, but just the headline alone, which isn't related to the drinking at parties. In the wake of Weinstein, men wonder if hugging women is still okay at work. Those two things are completely different, first of all. Mm-hmm. So don't be dramatic. Mm-hmm. But I do think that I've always wondered about that in the workplace. I'm not going to hug some dude. So why would I hug some lady?
Right.
So
there
it's always been a curiosity for me to
it's
be
interesting.
Like, I'm going in. No, I'm not going in. Now, I there are people I've known for many years that I might hug because I've known them for many years.
And I think, too, like, we see each other. I don't feel the need to hug you guys. But when we get back from a vacation, sometimes I will see you and want to, like, hug. Or even when we leave for vacation.
When we leave for vacation,
like, oh,
we
vacation.
Totally
I'll miss
hug.
You.
Yeah.
I know.
Or sometimes when we see each other at an event at night, we'll hug each other.
Or it's sort of out of our usual context.
Yeah.
But I think that the answer to the question, is it okay to hug people at work, is, well, why don't you let her initiate it and see if she does.
There it is. There it is. And actually, it's super, I probably shouldn't talk about this on air, but what the hell. When our new boss came in and introduced herself here in the studio, she came in for a hug. I would never have assumed that was going
to
happen.
Right. I went to shake her hand. She's like, get over here. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I felt good.
And that's cool with me, but I definitely wouldn't have assumed or even considered going in.
Well, you don't know her yet, you know?
Yeah.
Well,
and even if you did know her, unless she was initiating it, you wouldn't go in. And I'll tell you something. There are fine hugs and there are gross hugs. And having experienced many of both, I'll tell you, you know, maybe you are a hugger. Your crotch shouldn't make any contact.
So the line is at the belt line.
It kind of is. Actually, it's even a little higher than that because, frankly, I don't need you squashing my boobs either.
See,
I just a little. If you've got a hug, you know, really let the girl lead the way. I hate to
don't
say that.
Along with the boobs, don't hug so hard.
Don't hug so hard. My boobs are often tender, and I have a pair of glasses here that are now stabbing me in the boobs. You know, just a little. How about you just say, "Hey, nice to see you. Well, I hope you're having a good day." That feels as good as a creepy hug. I'll tell you that right now.
A lot of companies are planning to throw holiday parties this year, but only half of them plan to serve alcohol, which is a major drop from last year. Mm. It seems this is one step companies will take because they don't want no trouble.
Nobody wants any trouble.
Right.
Some people seem to be really willing to risk trouble, but nobody wants it.
We've discussed these before, and for a minute there, they were sort of all the rage, the moist, flushable wipes.
Oh, you know what's funny? I was recently thinking about those, because as soon as I heard they were bad for septic systems and the environment, I said, we're not getting those anymore, don't get them. My kids were both like, oh, I love it, where am I going?
Well, yeah, I mean, you do feel super fresh.
The problem is, they're terrible for the environment.
Right. I got rid of them in my life as well. I haven't used them for years.
Literally.
Retail giants, Walmart, Target, Costco, and others are getting sued for ruining septic systems all over the place with these flushable wet wipes that they sell. They're
apparently not as flushable as they're being sold.
And that's it. That's going to be the lawsuit, which is these things don't break down like it says that they do. And here's a picture that comes with this. Have you seen it?
I don't know.
Is
it a clogged septic system? I don't know if I want to see it.
It's it's a pile of the stuff pulled out of a sewer system. You see that stuff he's standing next to?
That's not a tree? Oh, good God. That is hideous. That's the guy's job. He looks so nonchalant.
These wipes claim to be safe for sewers and septic tanks because they break down easily, but they don't break down easily. And it looks like they're going to be causing lawsuits for people and companies and homeowners associations. Yeah, I don't use them. That's the main reason I brought it up. You don't use them anymore either?
Years ago, we said no. Actually, when we had a place in Tahoe, whatever the sewer system is there sent like graphic photos in like a little mailing to everyone and showed these clogged. They're like, you have to stop using these. Mm. Please, we're begging. They're no longer allowed. I'm sure anybody who's up there knows what I'm talking about. It was like, okay. That is not, you know, we're all up here trying to enjoy the beautiful environment and we don't want to crap it up. And that was when we stopped.
Well, it was nice while it lasted. It is a pretty fresh feeling to be, you know.
It is. I guess maybe we all need to get bidets. Apparently that's a pretty fresh feeling. Hooman can attest to that. He's got a...
I've never used one. You have one now?
I used to. I don't have it anymore.
Oh, you don't have it?
No. I mean, yeah, it just stopped working.
He had this thing called the Brondell Swash. Do I have that right?
Yeah, didn't we all have it?
No, I didn't. You attach it to the actual seat, and it heats water, and then when you're done going, a little arm swings out and then swings back in.
So it's low enough into the toilet that it's coming up.
It's attached to the toilet seat. Am I right?
Yeah,
about
but you've sunk in a little bit, wouldn't it?
It's hanging low enough that it.
Okay.
And then
it gets
the,
you just right.
The seat cleans itself too,
which is a plus.
Oh. Or you just.
All I know is, man, he put that on. He got that installed at his house, and that was like, you know, the clouds parted and the angels sang. Like it was.
Oh,
wonderful.
You loved it.
I did, yeah, at the time, yeah.
It's not worth getting fixed, though,
it's pricey. It's like, I don't know. I think when it first came out, it was like $600.
It was expensive to have added.
I don't know what the price is today. Let me look.
Okay.
It looks like it's oof.
Oof.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at one that says $600 still, so.
All right. Well, I mean, what are you spending toilet paper and how much cleaner are you? It could be worth the investment.
Right. Cheaper Speaking than of, installing an actual bidet.
Toilets. A man in Traverse City, Michigan woke up in the middle of the night a few weeks ago to use the bathroom and he noticed the toilet seat was down.
Yeah. What, does he live alone?
He does.
Oh.
That was suspicious because this guy leaves alone and he would never put it down. He leaves the seat up.
Mm.
So he started searching his house and he was right. Someone had broken into his home.
Oh, wow.
He found some of his cookies and prescription drugs were missing.
Cookies and prescription drugs?
Yeah.
They took his cookies?
And a 26-year-old stranger was passed out in his, sweets, junkies. Love the sweets.
Oh.
Or everybody loves the sweets. What am I saying? You love cookies?
Yeah, but if I was robbing someone, I wouldn't.
Yesterday was National Cookie Day.
Yeah, I'll say for the record, I didn't get to have any cookies yesterday either.
What? Why not?
I mean, they just didn't find their way in front of me.
You didn't text home when we told you it was National Cookie Day and say, John, we need cookies.
I didn't. I know. If I go to the store, though, at some point, I'm getting some Oreos. Like, I'm jonesing for Oreos right now.
Well, anyway, this guy found a 26-year-old stranger passed out in his garage, and he was tipped off because he noticed the toilet seat was down.
So did he get his prescription pills back or had the guy taken them all?
He called the cops and the guy was arrested for breaking and entering and larceny charges. All because he put the seat down.
Huh. Well, gotta try to leave things the way you found them. If you're a robber.
Right, if you're
trying to get away with something.
Junkie trying to steal people's meds. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Is it that time already?
It is.
Hold on.
Or is it? I mean, do you want another story?
Well, no, this is cool. I expected the text, but we don't have those today. There's something going on with our text machine.
It's fixed now, I heard.
Oh, is it fixed?
No.
Oh.
Where did you hear
that?
I just
made it up. emailed the guy that has our account, and I emailed the support.
What'd they say?
Nothing yet. I'm going to call them. I have the number right
here. Brad! Paging Brad in IT.
Oh, will Brad be able to fix it?
No.
Oh.
So, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to start with the trip to Vegas. So we're giving somebody one of those. And then it's all Hooman. We've got the Franco Brothers interview, and Hooman has prepared a celebrity trash piece for us. It's good times, people, after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.